This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Howarth. What does Cognos Forum mean to our customers? Here you're going to listen in as I speak with David Bergeron, Global Cognos Administrator at Muriel Limited. Muriel is a world-leading animal health company. They're a forward-looking company with a proven track record producing pharmaceutical products and vaccines for livestock, pets, and wildlife. In this segment, David shares why he keeps coming back to Forum year after year. Thanks for joining us, David.
You're welcome.
Could you tell us a little bit about your role within Muriel and your BI implementation?
Well, I am the Global Cognos Administrator, and we have a very large development QA and production environment in the U.S. We also have applications, Cognos applications installed worldwide. We have large applications in France, Brazil, Australia, Singapore, and Canada. And we are attempting to consolidate all those on the U.S. infrastructure. And that's our BI infrastructure. We also have a global planning infrastructure. We have a set of servers in the U.S., and we are migrating our global users all on that platform now.
Now, in your move to 8.4, what key capabilities were really of interest to you?
Well, we moved to 8.4 in November 2008, really before 8.4 was released in full. And there were two main reasons for that. The first one is that we started using Oracle, I believe it was Oracle 11 as our database, and we needed to make sure that Cognos fully supported our version of Oracle. The second part was that we were extremely interested in Cognos PowerPlay. We used the old Series 7 PowerPlay, and for our early Cognos 8 implementations, we had to create links between Cognos 8 and our old Cognos Series 7. And even though that was transparent to the users, we really wanted it all wrapped up within one technical architecture. So we moved forward with PowerPlay 8, and in fact, in my production 8.4 system right now, we run about 1,500 to 1,600 reports a day. However, last week we had a peak where we ran about 3,000 reports, and we also build 15 to 20 cubes every day. And those cubes and all of my burst reports are always done by 8 a.m., and we have no performance issues with the system.
You'll be presenting at Cognos Forum this year in Orlando. Can you share with us your topic and what you'll cover?
Well, our topic this year is a case study of how we implemented our 8.4 rollout globally. So we upgraded our entire system in November using 8.4 FCS. So that was a version of 8.4 before the general release. And we just felt like we had a lot to share about going to this new release, a lot of the things we did right and a lot that we did wrong. We have some technical tips. We reverse-engineered the content store to give us a lot more information. We feel like we've added a lot of value by writing our own administrative dashboard. And we feel like we are adding value to the Cognos community as a whole with a lot of the technical tips and techniques that we're using.
What do you feel will be the three big takeaways from your presentation?
I think the three of the big things, maybe I'll even cover more than that, but three of the big things were probably how we engineered our architecture, how we installed all the Cognos products on the servers, how our servers are set up, what Cognos components we installed where. I think our administration dashboard and some of the things we got out of the content store. And I think just a lot of the technical tricks that we use to get the most out of Cognos.
Along with presenting, you'll also be attending the event. What do you hope to learn more about?
Well, every year I kind of have a checklist. When I go to Forum, I have a checklist of the things that I want to know. I try and look real carefully at the syllabus, you know, all the conference sessions. I don't try to attend too much, okay? I try and get a list of the sessions that are most applicable to me, and I really highlight those. And if there are two that I really want to go to, but they're at the same time, I don't feel bad about going to one, and if it's not what I was expecting, about getting up and trying to attend the other. And the other thing is, I think it's really important just to try and get out and to meet people and find out what they're doing, and then write them after the show. I email them after the show, and we keep in touch, and I've gotten a lot of technical information that way. Because maybe 6 months down the road, when I'm trying to decide, well, what's the best practices for this new implementation that I'm doing, chances are somebody's already done it. And if I can find out somebody who's already done it and find out what they did right and what they did wrong, that'll save me a lot of time on all of my future implementations.
Having attended four times, is there a memorable moment that you can share with us?
Is there a memorable moment from any of the Cognos forums that I've attended? There were, I guess, a couple. One of them was meeting Rob Ashe and having him put his arm around me at the Cognos Performance Leaders Reception last year. So that, and I even have a picture of that, so that was a memorable moment. But I think that some of the other memorable moments. I think also at a performance leaders roundtable, I remember sitting last year and meeting a couple of users, and they had already done some of the things and already hit some of the roadblocks that we were experiencing trying to consolidate our planning and our BI, and just finding out exactly what they had done and why saved me a lot of time. And I knew after I got that information, I could go back and justify the cost of attending Cognos Forum and probably even justify attending it this year simply on the basis of that one.
In a turbulent economy, many companies are limiting travel budgets and conferences. Why do you feel this conference is a wise investment?
Well, it's a wise investment. You get out of it what you put into it. And you know, if you go in with a specific list of things that you want to accomplish and you can get that done, then you can save yourself a lot of time and money in the development process. And again, instead of repeating the same mistakes that everybody else did, you have a leg up because you already know what to do and what not to do. And not only that, you can find some people in similar situations with you, and when you find out their successes, you can decide if that's applicable to your company. And if it is, you can get some information out of them. And especially in these tough times when we're trying to get a lot more return off of our BI investment, if you can find a couple of success stories or even one that applies to you, you can have a huge payoff for yourself.
Feeling the heat? Go from the hot seat to the driver's seat with IBM Cognos 8 V4, the latest release of the IBM Cognos Performance Management Platform. Inform, engage, and align your business users with new dynamic dashboards, dimension management, and many other innovations. Get into the driver's seat today. Visit cognos.com/driver's seat. That's cognos.com/driver's seat.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.